love people and use things. That's what the wise people tell us. Love people and use things. But what do we do? We love things and use people. And if we think about it, that is universally what people do. We love things more than we love people. And they say when it comes to a choice between a person and a thing, the person should always win. And that is the principle of Karma Yoga, this third chapter which we are doing, where Bhagavan tells us that the goal of life is to serve others, help others, and work with the Yajna spirit. How can I serve the maximum people for maximum time, which is the motto of also the Chinmaya mission. Gurudev was so much ahead of his time. More than 30 years ago, he gave a statement. He said, live in the minimum and create the maximum. Live in the minimum, create the maximum, and give the entire thing to the world outside. So my goal should be for myself to live in the minimum and share as much as I can with others. There is a new movement called minimalism, which is becoming very popular, and very currently there are millions of people who are following it. There were two pioneers, Joshua and Ryan, who were executives making six-figure salaries, and they both decided to give up their lifestyle and start living with the minimum. And they have actually become so popular that their website, when they speak on podcasts, more than 4 million people listen to them. And thousands of people have. And there are three principles of minimalism. Do not own a house. Do not own a TV. And do not own a car. And another principle is, which not everybody, but it is one of the, live with only 100 things. Totally, you should have 100 things in your house, everything all included. So the point is not that we can, and there are a lot of people who follow it, but they're still holding jobs. Many of them are working, they're holding jobs, they have families. But what they're doing is whatever they don't need, they're giving away. Just keeping what is absolutely essential and giving the rest to the world, as Gurudev said, give everything to the others. And I think that's what we also need to learn, this message of the Gita, that instead of hoarding for myself, whatever maximum I can do for the world, that is the essence of what we have studied so far. And in the Gita, we have studied that Bhagavan says that this teaching of mine, of this Karma Yoga, those who follow will be freed from all desires, freed from all negativity. But those who do not follow my teachings and criticize will suffer. That we had done last week. That those who do not, yetvad abhyasuyantaha nanutishtanti me matam, they will suffer. So, sarva jnana vimuranstan vidhi nashtana chetasaha. And that is actually the message for our children also. In our assembly, we will tell them that Bhagavan says, those who follow my teachings will benefit, and those who do not and criticize will suffer. And then another verse 33 we had done last week, where Bhagavan says that even people who have studied this knowledge, wise people does not mean realized masters, but people like you and me who are trying to study this knowledge, have read the Bhagavad Gita, but still are unable to practice these teachings. And why? So Bhagavan says, Prakritim Yanti Bhutani. Everybody comes to his Prakriti, his nature, and control cannot help. So that is what he says, Nigraha Kim Karishyati. So if it's my Prakriti, if it's my nature, if that's how I always am, then why am I sitting here? How am I going to improve my life? Is there any possibility of improving? Even though I'm a more of a lazy person, or I'm a very active person, but I want to do more sattvic, how can I improve? So the next two verses will tell us how we can get out of this bondage of Prakriti. So verse number 34. chapter 3, verse number 34. Indriyasyendriyasyarthe.
Indriyasyendriyasyarthe.
Ragadveshau vyavasthitau.
Ragadveshau vyavasthitau.
Tayor navasham agachet. Tau hyasya paripanthinau. Together, indriyasya indriyasyarthe raga dveshau vyavasthitau tayor navasham agachet tau hyasya paripanthinau. So, indriyasya indriyasyarthe. Indriyasya means in the sense organs. Indriyas arthe. Arthe means the objects. So the sense objects are in the sense organs. How? Raga dveshau. In the form of likes and dislikes, they are stationed. So sense objects are stationed or living in the sense organs as likes and dislikes. He says, then what should we do? Tayorna, of these two, na vasham agachet, do not come under the sway, under the control of these likes and dislikes. Tau, he, those two, he, asya, of this seeker, of this wise person, paripanthinau. Paripanthinau is a beautiful word. Panthi means one who is on the path. Pari means one who is the enemy. So, who is the enemy of a person on the path? A looter. You know, he's going on the path and it is a little late at night and somebody shows him a gun or a knife and steals it. So, it says that these raga and dvesha, likes and dislikes, are like looters. And what do they loot? They loot all your desire to do good, all your goodness is stolen. So, this tau and this whole verse is in the Dvivachan, just a little bit of Sanskrit. Sanskrit is a unique language. In most languages, it is singular and plural, right? I have one hand, and then I have two hands, and then there are many hands in the room. So one, two, and many, but it's a hand and hands is singular and plural. But Sanskrit has Ekvachan, Dvivachan, and Bahuvachan. So there is singular. So one hand is separate, two hands are separate, and many hands are separate. That's how. So ta, tau, te. So tau refers to these two. So that's why this whole verse is talking about dvivachan, two people. So in the sense organs, the sense objects are firmly established. But do not come under their sway because they are your enemies, they are your looters. So if sense objects are already stationed firmly in the sense organs, then it's a manufacturing defect, right? Lord sent us with this defect. Okay, in your sense organs, sense objects are already stationed. Then how am I to get out of it? How am I to fix it? If this is already a problem, that yes, everybody, like with our eyes, we want to see whatever is good. If my child gets A plus, A plus, A plus, A plus, all A's, and then one B, what do we look at? Why? Where is this B? You don't appreciate that he worked so hard and got all these A's. Same thing when we hear, we want to hear what is good. If somebody praises me, he's a nice person, I like him. And if somebody says any negative, out. He's out of my list now. So we always want to see what is good, hear what is good, smell, taste, touch, eat what is good. So that's what Bhagavan says. Maybe try the other switch, please, the first one. The bottom square, yeah. Yeah, press that. Press it. Sudha, can you do that? Just press the first one on the extreme left. Yeah, that's good.
Just turn it all off.
No, because then we can't see the... So how do we fix this? I want to hear good, I want to see good, smell, taste, touch. So Bhagavan says, do not come under the sway of raga and dvesha, likes and dislikes. And these two words come in the Gita several times in different chapters, because our whole life is governed by likes and dislikes. I go for what I like, I run away from what I dislike. And it starts in childhood. You know, we encourage our children. All day they will eat snacks and junk food. And at the time of dinner, I don't like Indian food. I want pizza. And we say, it's okay, let him have. So the point is, that from childhood we encourage this. You know, but it should be like whatever is there, you should eat. Whatever is available, you should be fine with. But we encourage our children, it's okay, you know, you can have what you like, you cannot have what you don't like. And the same thing with people, as I already said, you know, I want to associate with people who praise me. But a person who criticizes you actually may be your friend, maybe he's saying it for your benefit. And where do these raga and dvesha reside? So Gurudev says in his commentary, they reside in the mind. It is in the mind when I see, it's not in the sense organs. My eyes don't decide that this is good or this is bad, or my ears. It is when the information goes from the eyes into the mind, it is the mind that decides this is good, this is bad, and then it judges and then it discriminates. And that's how all the problems arise. And then I get attached. That creates more vasanas, because I run towards what I like. And I run away. Just for those who are new for the first time, this chart is called the BMI chart, which Gurudev made. With the body, I perceive the objects. With the mind, I feel the emotions. With the intellect, I think the thoughts. And these are my three equipments. Vasanas are my habits, my tendencies. And Om represents God within us, God's presence as life. So vasanas are my habits or tendencies, which I'm born with certain tendencies, and in this life I add more. So the more I run towards things I like and the more I run away from things I dislike, that much stronger my vasana gets. And the stronger my vasanas get, the further away I get from God. So vasanas are the barrier or the obstacle between me, this body, mind and intellect, this perceiver, feeler and thinker, and the divinity within us. So the goal of life is to reduce vasanas, excessive likes and dislikes. Now the problem with love and hate is that, suppose I love somebody a lot, what do? I think about that person all the time, right? How about if I hate somebody? I think about that person more. So it's the same, whether I love somebody or I hate somebody, my mind is so caught up. So they say, you should be sama. You should. In fact, in Malayalam, there is a very famous song where the lover tells the beloved, he tells her, look, you can either love me or hate me. I still have you. But if you become indifferent to me, then I have lost you. So the point is that either you love somebody or you hate somebody. Either way you get, not that we should not love people, but excessive love or excessive hatred. So develop a balance, remain balanced. And why? Because these likes and dislikes are looters. Now there is a difference between looters, I think just leave it, and a thief. What does the thief do? Thief comes in the middle of the night, right? When you're sleeping, he will, or when you are not home, he will come into your house and take away whatever is valuable. But a looter will, in front of you, come and, you know, show you a gun or like I said, show you a knife and scare you and take it from you right in front of your eyes. So rag and dvesha are not thieves, but they are looters, because they come and loot your joy right in front of you. You know, I don't like this. I like it. Why am I under? Because rag and dvesha, likes and dislikes, will loot away your joy, loot away your feeling of peace, and make your mind agitated, and ultimately take you away from the spiritual path. I was reading another commentary. It's a very, very beautiful expression. He says that our nervous system has a one-way track. One way. We run towards what we like. We run away from what we dislike. Run, run, run towards like. Run away from. It's a one-way track. It's conditioned one way. So it says recondition your nervous system to not only run towards like, but run towards dislike. Like if there's something I dislike doing, but it is my duty, I do it. whether I like it or I don't like it. And some people say, I hate to do this particular job. But if it is a part of your duty, it's a part of your job, do it whether you like it or don't like it. Like at home, now nobody likes to do dishes, right? So no, but a person should do it and do it lovingly. Maybe one day it's the mother's turn, second day it's the father's turn, third day is the children's turn. And do it with love, not that why do I have to do the dishes, why does nobody else do it, why do I have to do the vacuum. So when things that you don't like, when you do them, then you develop more control over your mind. Your mind is no longer caught in these bondages. Because raga and dvesha leads to dukkha. Is a beautiful verse in the second chapter. Bhagavan says, Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkha daha agama apaino nityaha tanti tikshasva bharata. Because likes and dislikes lead to sorrow. Because I like something, for a while I have it, and then I don't have it, it creates sorrow. Or if I don't get what I want, it creates sorrow. Or if I have it and I lose it, it creates sorrow. So the end result of likes and dislikes is sukha, dukkha, joy and sorrow, and ultimately. So the essence of this verse is that sense objects are in the sense organs, but do not come under their sway, because they are your enemy, they are your looters, and they will take away your joy. So then this same teaching, Bhagavan continues how to get out of these likes and dislikes and how to get out of this prakriti. This is my nature. How to get out of the bondage of that?